And there you have it, your 2020-2019 NBA Finals champions are the Los Angeles Lakers. And I told y'all, and shout out to everybody, because everybody played like they wanted it today. Everybody played like they wanted it. Ain't our fault that we got so far ahead, but they needed to play like this. For the simple fact, like I said, they came in and they took our stuff disrespectfully. And then they wanted to run around real disrespectfully. Like, you know, like they was actually like they had Sedonis. Like they was better than the Lakers show. Like they was better than the Lake Nation. But congrats to Miami Heat. I cannot sit up there and disrespect them like that, because them guys right there, they some warriors. And I mean, I'm glad they just didn't hand it to us on a silver platter. Because it was gold. No, just say that. No, but you know, I'm just saying, man. Like, nigga, it wouldn't have been the finals without them. And they definitely had me on the edge of my seat. I was worried. So you can't take nothing away from a nigga that have you worried. So they definitely belonged in this finals. And you can't take nothing away from them. I don't care what seed they was, nigga. They are the Eastern Conference Final Champions. So they the best out the East. But let's get on over to these people. And why in the heck with y'all? Okay, I was mad. I ain't even gonna lie. I definitely was pissed that Danny Green couldn't put the ball in the rim. I mean, I done seen him do it for every other team, but now it's time for you to do it for us, and now you can't hit. That right there had me madder than any one of y'all. But threatening the man's wife, sending death threats to his wife, come on now, man. Y'all done went overboard. I slapped the shit out of whoever the hell did that. If I even seen the person, man, I slapped the shit out of you, man. What the heck is wrong with you, nigga? And now that they the champions, I ain't gonna say you gotta go through me, because I'm way away. But damn it. You definitely would have to if I was around. Like, nigga, y'all gonna have to back up, nigga. This is the Lakers Nation. And Rajon Rondo, he done came through. The second championship ring, Rajon Rondo, and he brung it on like he wanted a ring today. He was out playing Jimmy Butler on the hustle. He was like, okay, you wanna play hustle ball? Well, check out Playoff Rondo. That's who came today. It's Playoff Rondo. I know he hate it, but man, you had to become Playoff. You was Rajon Rondo the other games, them other two games. But when Playoff Rondo played tonight, nigga, that's why we call you Playoff Rondo. And you need to own up to that, because that's like a superpower. Like, you're a superhero when you turn into that. But I gotta take it on over to Dwight Howard. I'm proud of Dwight Howard. I'm happy for him. Almost want to shed a tear, because here goes somebody that has been one of the elite for I don't even know how many years. Back when LeBron James was first coming into the league, he was up there. But for some reason, he couldn't get over the hump. And now he has a ring. So you gotta, I mean, Dwight Howard, nigga, that's a long story. That is a long story in itself. And now he finally has the ring. His stock is going up. Everything that he couldn't get, I feel sorry for them at the renegotiation table, because they owe him that and some now. So we gonna move on over to Anthony Davis. And you gotta be proud for Anthony Davis. Similar story to Dwight Howard, just a little younger, like not so long of a story as Dwight Howard. That's why it's so happy for Dwight. But I mean, Anthony Davis right there on the sidelines about to cry definitely brings a tear to your eye, because here you have somebody that basically listened and trusted LeBron James and came over. That's why that, and when they won the Western Conference Finals, he was like, man, like, he told me, because you know how many times somebody tell you something, you like, oh man, yeah, okay, and then it turns out to be just a lie, and the nigga was full of shit, and you like, man, this nigga done jewed me over, done wasted my dang on time. So LeBron James kept his promise to Anthony Davis. And now they are NBA Finals champions. And it's so dang on big for Anthony Davis, because he's in the same boat as a Damian Lillard. Like, Dame Lillard, I'm mad that he didn't come to the Lakers because, I mean, he got a good team, but, I mean, I just hate for somebody like that to go down without getting a chip and be that dang on good and that great. That's how Dwight Howard was, a great center, dominant. I mean, but the way the game is nowadays, it's like he's foul bait. They just say that he's too old school, wild. I mean, Markieff got a kind of little balance. And shout out to Markieff Morris because, yes, I was pissed at you for your J.R. Smith show up, but you definitely redeemed yourself, just like Kyle Kuzma definitely redeemed himself tonight. So y'all got to get off Kyle's back. He's a finals champion, and this is great for him because the Lakers trusted and kept him on board. And tonight, he was part of the reason that the league jumped all the way up. Majority of it was definitely Rajon Rondo. Well, playoff Rondo. That's what we gonna call him. So, I don't know, man. And then we got to go all the way over to my main man, LeBron James. I ain't forget about you, Alex Caruso, because this is a man that came from the G League. Not even in the NBA. Showed up, showed out on the G League team. They evidently liked what he was doing, and he ends up starting in the finals. Ends up starting in the finals, and when he starts in the finals, it's a blowout game. Think about that stuff right there. But I got to get back to my baby, man, because you know right now, this nigga is better than Michael Jordan, anybody else that you want to name, because guess what he just added on to his resume? This nigga done won a ring with three different teams. You can't say that Jordan done nothing like that because he hasn't. But this man has, this team right here, I can't say that they wasn't this year. They wasn't playoff bound. But this man takes teams that ain't even predicted to make the playoffs all the way to the finals. That's what LeBron does. So yes, he does make everyone around him greater because what do they all have now? Even Dion Waiters, who would have got a ring either way it went. J.R. Smith, who got a ring. Dougley got a ring. Giannis's brother got a ring. I mean, like, the list goes on and 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 on. But, man, y'all watching history right now, and anytime this man touches the court anymore, just know that you are looking at history before your eyes. That's why LeBron James is a must watch and a must see, because every time that he plays, he is making history. So you will be able to tell your kids, like, hey man, I mean you can't say you was there because they in the bubble, but you could definitely be like, man, I watched him do that with my own eyes. I watched him set that record. So yes, the stadiums do need to open up because that's a lot of memories that people like, man, I was right there and I seen it, but you gotta say you watched it. So yeah, we gotta get that vaccine. We gotta do something. Whatever they gonna do, we gotta get it done to where everything can open back up. But that's gonna be the show. So y'all make sure y'all fire it up. Pour up you a glass of red wine. We gonna keep it healthy. Healthy drunk in here, and drink excessively, because right now the Los Angeles Lakers is the 2020 NBA Finals champions. We don't need no hate during this show. We don't need nothing else. We just need congratulations to everybody that participated and came out. Shout out to y'all. Shout out to the Lake Show. Shout out to the fans all over the world. And make sure y'all go download HWLRadio.com, radio station app, and order up some shirts. Order up what y'all want, man, because we opening up shop. And we out.